Walaikum Assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Nazim Mangera. I'm the Imam at the Islamic Society of Niagara Frontier, and I have a master's in Arabic, master's in Islamic studies, and I recently completed my Mufti course, and that's considered to be a master's in Islamic jurisprudence. And alhamdulillah, right now, I'm currently studying for my PhD in Islamic studies. So at the age of 13, I moved from Toronto, Canada to Dewsbury, England. And that's where I went to complete my Islamic scholar course. So I memorized the Quran there, and also I completed my Islamic education there. That was the best decade of my life, and as well as the worst. The best because I memorized the Quran and I acquired the Islamic knowledge and became Islamic scholar and I became an imam. Once I moved from Toronto, Canada to Buffalo, it was a bit difficult because I didn't know anybody in the community. Once we initially got used to the community and the Muslims here and non-Muslims, alhamdulillah, we've had a wonderful time here. I had the opportunity to visit many masjids and many churches and synagogues and places where we have interfaith events. So in these events, many non-Muslims would come and talk to me and ask me and pose this question that, is there any book out there on the teachings of Prophet Muhammad? Is there any book out there which I can learn about the etiquette which is taught by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There was a demand and there was a need, and eventually I decided to fulfill that need and to take care of that demand. So I wrote this book, A Gift for Every Human Being, 100 Inspirational Sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I compiled 100 inspirational sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The book has been received wonderfully by Muslims as well as non-Muslims, and it was so difficult going through hundreds and thousands of hadith, compiling the book and also writing the commentary, also sacrificing a lot of time for my family and not fulfilling their rights as much as I wanted to. Inshallah, through this, many people will benefit from the book. One thing I can advise the Muslims here in North America, especially in our community, is that we need to frequent the masjid as much as possible. We need to come and visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. The more we are connected with the masjid, the more we are attached with the masjid, the more we'll be revived and the more we'll be strong in our faith and religion. With respect to our children, I feel that as Muslim parents, we are not imparting enough knowledge to them. And also we're not attaching them to their religion and their masjid as much as possible. So we need to realize this and we need to make sure that the religion of Islam remains in our progeny in the future. Sorry.